Education First Utah and the Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce's Prosperity 2020 are soon expected to release a proposal calling for a 0.7% increase of state income taxes. Governor Gary Herbert argues that his track record on education spending shows that an income tax increase is unnecessary. Herbert defends budgets that he has put forward in recent years and highlights funding sources other than reliance on greater income taxes.
The fact that we've put $1.8 billion of new money into education over these last 5 years is a tribute to the expanding, growing economy that's allowed us, to have more revenue. We actually have had some tax increases, too, and we've done it here 2 years ago. We had an equalization on property tax, and certainly as we see the outcome of a healthy economy continuing to be robust, that has been a successful process. I expect we'll see some of that continue in the future.
Both groups are working together to create a ballot proposition, possibly for 2018, that would be introduced if the state legislature takes no action. Herbert says that he wants to see the official proposal before giving his support to the plan.
A lot depends on what the proposals are that would come forward. We don't want to do the Illinois model where they raised income taxes and immediately lost 100,000 jobs and took in less revenue at a higher tax rate and made it more difficult for business.
School districts in Illinois have seen a widening funding gap between rich and poor districts since the 2008 financial crisis. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.